Hi, this is Anna Herring, and I am the Kids Ministry Director at Reality Ventura. And it is my honor and my joy to train you on how to volunteer with the third through fifth graders on a Sunday. The first thing you need to know is that our third through fifth grade lesson or kids ministry experience is a large group, small group style kids ministry. In addition, we are making some changes for the summer. So I want to briefly share with you what those changes are. The first thing is we need to make space for our kids in kids ministry. So we are going to be creating an outside classroom for our third through fifth graders out in the picnic bench area alongside Goodyear Avenue. We are going to fence this area in and make it really vibey and cool to the best of our ability. We're going to have our foosball tables there. We're going to have outside outdoor space to play. We'll have board games and activity pages and maybe even like bracelet making supplies and whatnot. Then the kids will gather all together to do one big third through fifth grade game. The kids will then break into two groups. You could break them up by grade, or you could break them up by gender, or just line them all up and break them into two groups, or however you guys want to do it. And they will do small group activities in those two groups. There will be some easy ups outside that the kids can come sit under and do our typical small group activities. Then they will all go upstairs to large group where they will look at their story and their worship time. Then back outside under the easy ups for their discussion questions. And then finally, service is about to end and they would be picked up outside in their outside classroom. So those are kind of the quick changes for those of you who have served in kids ministry before. That's sort of what those changes are. But for those of you who are new to serving with third through fifth graders, I'm going to explain a little bit more of what a Sunday actually looks like. The first thing is that of those two groups that the kids will be broken into, there will be one leader. In addition, there will be at least one assistant, sometimes more, because we want to make sure we have enough volunteers for the amount of kids that we have so that we can maintain a class, a safe class experience. The leader's role is to lead the class through the small group type activities outside and to also lead them upstairs to the worship room and then back downstairs to their outdoor classroom area. And the assistants are there to be fully present with the kids and playing with them and helping them engage. And you do this through modeling and coaching and encouragement and direction and redirection. And then finally, there might be some sidekicks present to work with one-on-one with kids who have special needs. In kids ministry, there is a saying that goes, connection over correction. And what this means is we understand that in order for people to receive a teaching or a correction from another person, there first needs to be some relational connection that takes place. And this is especially true for the third through fifth graders. If they don't have a friend, before we start teaching them anything, they will be disconnected and most likely will not want to come back, which we do not want. So we definitely want to build friendships. So with this in mind, we have structured the third through fifth grade class time in a very strategic manner so that these kids can first connect with their peers and their leaders with the hopes that we can then connect them with Jesus. And so with that in mind, please open the document next to this training, and I am going to train you on how the third through fifth grade Sunday class time is going to go. The first thing you're going to see when you open this document is a title page. You'll notice that this lesson is from June 2nd. It is a third through fifth grade lesson plan. The kids are going to be learning that the people promised to be faithful. You'll see where you can find this in the Bible, the current memory verse we're working on, and a big picture question, which is more just sort of like the theme that we have for this entire unit. And a unit is about 3 to 6 weeks long or so. Underneath that is a picture of sort of like what the story is about, and then the schedule at a glance. So for your kids, I already kind of mentioned this, but I'm going to say it again. The kids are going to check into the outdoor classroom, and they'll have free time, and they'll get to play all these different things that are available for them. Followed by that, they'll be all gathered together for one big group game. We might be reaching out to one of you to be a game leader for a Sunday so that one person would be designated to lead this group time. Followed by that, the kids will then break off into two groups where they will have snack time with lollipops and lemons and prayer requests, which we'll go over in a moment. They will work together after that on their Bible skills. They're going to find the scripture in the Bible for the day. They'll then line up and go upstairs with their Bibles to large group where they will have their lesson and their worship time. And then finally, you'll lead them back outside downstairs to their areas for discussion where we'll go through four questions. And then finally, they get to have free time until checkout. So let's now break all of this schedule down and teach you what each individual part looks like, starting with check-ins and playtime. So again, the check-ins and playtime takes place in the outside classroom along Goodyear Avenue in the fenced-in area that is designated just for them. As the kids are checking in, they'll have their name tag and the parents will have a garden receipt and you'll have a clipboard. And the kids will come in, write their name on the clipboard and this alphanumeric number that is on their name tag. As they're checking in, remind their parents that their child's safety is our highest priority. So for the safety of their child, we must see their security label at checkout pickup. This is really important. And so we're going to go over this at the end as well. We need to check every single parent's guardian receipt or security label, even if we know them, even if we saw them check their kids in, even if ... for a variety of reasons, and we'll go over that at the end. And if their child needs them before the service ends, we will text them. Now, usually we don't have to call parents for this age group because it's usually for kids who, we're usually calling parents with kids who are having attachment issues or detachment issues with their parent. But for them, if they get sick or they get injured, we definitely want to be able to get a hold of them. And so it's really important that they still keep their phone out in case we text them. And then as the kids are getting checked in, they get to have free time. There are so many fun things they'll get to play with. We'll have the foosball tables there. They'll have board games. We'll even have maybe some crafting supplies like for bracelets or something, and activity pages that go with that week's lesson. After about 10 minutes after the service starts, we will then gather all the third through fifth graders together for a game. Now, there is, sometimes there might be like a game listed here that we want you to play with the kids, but most of the time, you guys get to have creative freedom. And again, I'm going to assign somebody, me and Karina will assign somebody to be the game's leader, and I will support them in help figuring out what that game will be. But it could be anything. It does not have to connect to the lesson. It could be sharks and minnows or chaos tag or whatever. And anything. So that the whole point of this is that they are making a friend, that they're getting connected, that they're playing, that their guards are coming down. We want to build connection first and foremost with their peers and with you as leaders. If there are kids who don't want to play, they are welcome to sit off to the side and have a leader with them, hanging out with them, talking. Because again, the goal isn't the game. The goal is connection. So whatever it takes to connect with the kids during that time, first and foremost, a group game, but then an off to the side, like hangout group of kids if needed. Immediately after that, you will then divide the kids into two groups. You guys get to choose how you want to do that on a Sunday. It could be by age, it could be by gender, it could be by just dividing them up, A, B, whatever, 1, 2, 1, 2, and all the ones go on one tent, all the twos go to another tent, whatever you want to do. And there are easy ups that will be out there, and you'll sit them under the easy ups and pass out snack. There will also be picnic benches if you prefer to do this at the picnic benches, which could be fun. And you are going to do what we call lollipops and lemons. So a lollipop is basically a high from their week, something good that happened, the best part of their week. And the lemon is a low point, their worst part of the week, the thing that was the heaviest on their heart. So they all get to share these things. And when somebody shares a lollipop, immediately thank God for that lollipop. And then when somebody shares a lemon, immediately ask if someone would like to pray for their friend's lemon and model a short one-sentence prayer if nobody raises their hands. If nobody wants to share lollipops and lemons, you can just be like, does anybody have any prayer requests? And then you guys are praying for each other at this time as well. So note, this time it gives the kids a chance to learn that praying for someone is easy and doesn't have to sound fancy. There's power in their prayers too. After that, you'll gather the kids, if they're not already on the Easy Up, gather them in the Easy Up. You'll find your Bibles there. Pass the Bibles out, and the kids are going to work on their Bible skills. So you're going to teach the kids how to find the scripture that we will be reading in large group in the Bible. Now, I want to ask you to please not make this into a competition. They are not ready for that yet. They need to know that they can just learn the basics. So as you're doing it, just teach the kids, remind them, there are two parts of the Bible. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament. And each Testament has lots of different books in it. And each of those books are divided into chapters. And then those chapters are then divided into verses. As they start, at the start of each Bible is a table of contents. Show them where that they can look in the, they can look for the book of the in the table of contents to find the page number. So for instance, the kids are going to look for Nehemiah. So they're going to find that in the table of contents, find the page number. They're all going to turn to that page. Once they find the page number, they can then turn to the, look for the chapter and then look for the verses. You are welcome to read through these scriptures now, or you can just wait. It doesn't really matter. The most important thing is that they mark their Bible, put the little tag in there, and take it to class. Take line up and take it to large group, which is what's happening next. But on this, with Bible skills, I really want to emphasize the importance of Bible etiquette. And what I mean by that is how to treat our Bibles. These Bibles are for them, but we want to take care of them. This is God's holy word, and we want these Bibles to last. So we're not standing on them, we're not sitting on them, we're not folding the pages over, we're not throwing them at our friends, we're not chewing on them, we're not ripping pages, none of that. Whether we're outside or when we come up to the large group room. So we just wanted to remind you to set the kids' expectations on how to care for their Bibles and how what is expected of them and how to move with their Bibles and interact with their Bibles. So you're going to then line the kids up and take them upstairs to, in kids ministry, to the worship room. In the worship room, they will have their Bibles. So we're actually going to have the kids set their Bibles. They should all be marked along the wall. And that way they are not a distraction to the kids and they're not treating them poorly throughout their time. There's going to be a lot of movement and activity, and we don't want their Bibles to be in the way and get damaged. So they're going to put their Bibles off to the side along the wall or up on the counter. And in large group, there's going to be a worship leader and a large group leader. And they are going to lead the worship and teach the story for the day. So the worship is going to start with either a worship song or the memory verse song. Then the large group leader, who's the storyteller, is going to come up and they are going to lead the kids in watching the story. Then they're going to work with the kids to retell the story. And then finally, the kids are going to grab their Bibles and we're going to read it together from the Bible. Now the leader might read the scriptures themselves, or they might have the kids do popcorn reading and have the kids read the scriptures. Finally, you're going to close in your final song, whether that is the memory verse song that they hadn't done yet, or a worship song if they had started with the memory verse song. Once that's done, the kids are going to then line up and go back downstairs and outside into their two groups once again. And they are going to go through four questions. Now, these questions are very strategic and very important because discussion time, historically, even from my experience, is like the worst time during kids' ministry. And so we want to make sure that everybody feels safe, like they have a voice, that they have a chance to share, that it's not just trivia questions. We want this time to be real discussions that take root and go deep and are Holy Spirit led. So these questions are designed to do just that. The first question you're going to ask the kids is, what did they like about today's story? Anybody can answer that question, whether they've memorized many books of the Bible or they've never heard the name of Jesus before. That's a safe question for everybody. The second question is, what did you find confusing about this story? What better place to share about, share your confusion or your doubts than at church so we can talk through them? So we want to create an open space for that. And we also want that safe space to be safe. So if a kid does share something that you're confused about or says something that is like almost like rude or disrespectful or whatever when they're sharing their doubts, just remember they're sharing their doubts. And we want to help them work through that. The next question is, what did we learn about people? Every story in the Bible definitely shows what people are like. And then finally, what did we learn about Jesus? Jesus is the hero of whatever story we're learning, even the one that's here in this sample lesson planned. He is the hero. So what do we learn about God? What do we learn about Jesus? How does this point to Jesus and the work that he did on the cross and in his resurrection? Once we're done with our small group four questions, it is now almost time for parents to come pick up their kids so they get to go back out and have free play, and they can leave the area once their parent comes and picks them up, which we are now going to talk about in our last section, which is free time with checkout. So free time, of course, they get to play. And then during checkout or pickup, as kids are getting picked up, make sure you are checking every single security label. If they lost their label, come find the coordinator. You can text her or him. Their phone number will be on the sign-in sheet, and they will help verify if that guardian is, in fact, a safe person for that kid to go home with. I mentioned this already, but I'm going to then emphasize it again. It is so important, whether you know the family or not, whether you saw them, check them in, if you do life with them or not, please just always, always, always check the guardian receipt. I do it every single time I do it, even though I know most of the families, and it's really important that you do too. The first reason is because you don't want to get out of the habit of doing this. Because if you get out of the habit, then we're opening ourselves up to more error in the future. And we really want to make sure that we are safely releasing the kids to the correct people that they are supposed to go home with. In addition, we don't necessarily know all that takes place during the week. We don't know if there's been changes in their family. We don't know all the kids. And so we want to make sure that we are always, always, always checking that security label. Now, like I said, I've done it. I do it every single time when I'm at checkout, even if I know the families. And the way that I say it so it's not awkward is, hey, we just want to make sure we don't get out of the habit of checking security labels. I know you, but could you please give me the security label? I actually cannot release your child until you've done so. Of course, you'll say it as relationally as you need to because you already know them, but it's still really important that you do that. And of course, if they don't have it, even if you know them, be like, okay, I know this is a hassle, but I'm going to have to get the coordinator because we just want to make sure that we're keeping ourselves in practice. So then you'll come find the coordinator or text the coordinator and they'll come and do all that needs to take place. Most of the time, the parents are totally thankful that we do it. Occasionally, somebody might be a little irritated, but usually in the end, they're more thankful than they are irritated. So don't be afraid to do it. And then as they're leaving, you can send them each home with an activity page. We mentioned those at the beginning during check-ins, but whether they did the activity page themselves or not, still pass it to them so the parents can see what the kids learned. The kids can go home and review what they learned. And there are also some parent-student activities they can do together to supplement and reinforce what they learned on this particular Sunday. Finally, at the end of your time, you will then clean up your space. The cleanup training is actually after this. It's going to be a little bit different because of you guys being outside. Like, you're not necessarily going to vacuum the gravel outside, but there's a lot of stuff that applies. So please go and listen to that cleanup training afterwards. Also, if you were in another class because we needed to switch you somewhere and it was in an indoor classroom, it's important for you to know what is expected for you at cleanup. So please do that training next. And that concludes the 3rd through 5th grade training. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to reach out. Let me know if you have any questions. And throughout your serving season, you are always welcome to come to me for that one-on-one support and equipping as needed. We look forward to serving with you. God bless.